Well, Scott, as we look at what's happening in the markets today, you know the old saying, rain makes grain. The snow obviously brings some moisture that'll make these grain eventually. Are we seeing, because of this moisture, some issues within the grain trade?
Well, I think there's some concern that they would like to see planting get started here pretty soon. But after coming out of the drought year, I think it's definitely advantageous to get some moisture in the ground. And with the forecast in that 15 to 30-day range showing the warming temperatures and drying conditions, that's early enough yet that we should start to see some action that still gets crop in plenty of time.
But does there seem to be some extra nervousness because we haven't seen? I mean, nationwide, only 2% of the crop's in the ground.
That is a pretty slow number, especially compared to last year. But if we get some drying conditions, the number will change rapidly. As long as we start getting, if we have a good progress report come that first Monday, second Monday of May, those are the numbers that everybody start forcing this market one way or the other.
Over to the export numbers that came out. For corn, it just seemed to be what you guys expected?
It was actually the corn and the beans was right in line with the expectations. Wheat was kind of a bit of the surprise where they were substantially above. And that's the market that's probably going to be as supported as any right now with the threat of some cold temperatures coming again next week and seeing what kind of damage there is. Right now, the added moisture seems to be offsetting the danger of the drop in production from cold temperatures.
With all the issues that have been happening in China as of late, are they still going to be looking more to U.S. beans versus what's been happening in South America?
Well, I think they're just going to back off the bean imports all the way around if there continues to be an issue with the bird flu. We're seeing some support right now in the bean market through some technical buying. But it's starting to soften here as we go through the day, and as well as the other grains.